The performance and proclamation of ethnic music in Russia has enjoyed a long, rich tradition that was, in the beginning, intertwined with various forms of Russian art music. Nevertheless, in the late 19th century, Russian ethnic music began to expand its horizon, finding a musical life of its own alongside the ever-growing popularity of folkloric choral and instrumental ensembles. In time, Russian vocal and instrumental music were featured together in performance, a period represented by a new movement pioneered by devoted performers and practitioners passionate about preserving the music's place in Russian culture. Genuine Russian folk music, largely linked to vocal music inspired by Russian folk songs that were an integral part of daily village life, could be heard from sunup to sundown and married to the seasons of winter, spring, summer, and fall, including important events that took place in village life. Early on, the roots of Russian folk music was liberated from Orthodox worship services, where congregational singing, taught by rote, served as an important and key element within liturgies. During worship settings, the reading of musical notation by worshipers, which was more applicable for instrumentalists, was non-existent. At first, with most of the Russian population illiterate and poverty-stricken, being able to afford musical instruments was rare. However, the evolution and incorporation of instruments would, over time, find their rightful place within worship settings and the genre as singing congregations moved from singing by rote to the actual practice of reading musical notation assigned to hymns. Among the key instruments still used today in Russian folk music is the balalaika, a three-stringed lute-like instrument with a triangular-shaped resonating chamber negotiated with the fingers or a plectrum, a pick-like tool used to strike the strings. The balalaika, said to date back to the late 17th century, exists today in varied sizes, with the prima version of the instrument being the most common. Russian folk instruments were cited by the Greeks as early as the 6th century AD, affirming a long history revealing why Russian artists continue today to champion an authentic sound, first in villages and now on concert stages across the globe. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.